This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome to 5 to Thrive with Soda Pop Love, an HD Smartcast original. I'm Shraddha, a fashion and lifestyle blogger looking to help you live your best life. From fashion and skincare to physical fitness and mental health, in each episode, I will introduce you to 5 things you can do to thrive in your life. So, without further ado, let's get into today's episode.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey ladies, today's episode is all about reflections of being 30. I turned 31 a few days ago and it feels strange. Usually we hear people talking of how they're feeling about turning 30. Well, I turned 30, didn't explode or burst into flames. In fact, I survived the year. And now that I'm 31, I'm here to tell you about how it went. All the expectations that come with being 30, whether it's societal or your own expectations from yourself, let's talk about it. First, having your life together. This thought makes me laugh every single time. I'll tell you why. When we were younger, we grew up with the idea of a map to a happy life, like a ladder that everyone had to climb up step by step. School, college, most probably masters, work, lots of money, along the way finding your one true love and living happily ever after. Isn't that right? Somewhere through life though, one by one, the merit of each of these steps, the necessity of each of these steps was shattered. Time and time again, I have come across people who left out one or two of these steps and still managed to build an amazing life for themselves. I've even come across individuals who haven't followed a single of these steps, and yet they're leading happy and successful lives. How? Well, it took some digging to come to the answer. Both happiness and success, they lie in the understanding of oneself. Understand your weaknesses and your strengths. Understand your limitations and your privileges. Understand your boundaries and your moral code. If you spend enough time with yourself, just understanding these 6 things, I promise you will equip yourself to overcome practically any situation. Next, experience matters. I mean, being 31 counts for something, right? This revelation came to me from the lyrics of a song. And the revelation is this: each of our choices is our half chance to get something right. I heard this phrase in a song by Baz Luhrmann called Sunscreen, but understood the significance only recently. Each of our choices is a half chance, and things may turn out to be as right as much as wrong, but all we can hope for is to make better, informed choices. Before taking any major decision, spend time learning about the things that surround the situation, whether it's about our finances or the people we love. The more you know, the better you will understand a situation. And so, ultimately, we'll end up taking a better decision. Try not to worry and just give things that matter your best. Third, a steady job versus your dream job. Now, this is a big one. We grew up listening to how we must have great jobs. The goal is always the best job, in the best position, in the best company, with the best salary. Listening to this wears us thin, doesn't it? It's the same dream that we're all force-fed by parents, by uncles and aunts, by teachers, sometimes even friends. And it's this dream that is exploited by most places of work. More and more is being demanded of each role, And one wonders if it's even worth it. Well, it is, provided you're doing something you enjoy. Some people thrive in corporate. Others prefer social enterprises. Some quit everything and start their own ventures. Others take a more creative route. I've dabbled a little in all of the above fields in different ways, and believe me, none of these are easy by any means. They're all, each and every one of these fields, demanding in their own way. But only the ones with the aptitude for it will thrive in it. Another thing that really matters is the work environment. You can start hating a job that you loved because you're in an environment that is unsupportive or political. If you're stuck in a job doing work that doesn't excite you, or in a toxic workplace, you'll ask me next, how should I transition out of it, right? The job is necessary to pay the bills, so how can you just quit? Well, don't just quit. Build your escape plan step by step. Start with exploring yourself. Allow your fantasies to take over and imagine what you would like to spend your time doing day after day. Work a little towards it every single day until one day you have a big enough boat to change to and set sail into the sunset. Fourth, the woes of an unmarried 31-year-old. Yup, that's me. 31 and unmarried. Almost sounds like a swear word, right? Now I'll be honest with you. This is a conversation I have every single day, and I have found no way to escape it. But justifying and dodging it has become an art. I'm committed to myself. अपने आप को ही नहीं संभाल सकती तो हस्बैंड को क्या संभालूंगी? वेडिंग कर लेते हैं. आई एम ऑलवेज डाउन टू पार्टी. हस्बैंड तो बाद में भी देख सकते हैं. इट्स बिकम अ गेम नाउ. इफ यू वांट सम मोर आइडियाज ऑन हाउ टू बिकम प्रोफिशिएंट इन जस्टिफाइंग योर सिंगल स्टेटस, डीएम मी ऑन माई इंस्टाग्राम पेज @soda.pop.lov एंड लेट्स चैट अबाउट इट. एज फॉर फीलिंग लोनली और फीलिंग द लैक ऑफ हैविंग अ पार्टनर, ऑनेस्टली बींग 30 हैज मेड मी स्टार्ट टू फील कंप्लीट विद इन माई सेल्फ. Now I want a partner who will not only love me and support me, but also brings value to my life. 30 is an age where you are mostly able to look after yourself. Whether it's household chores or earning enough, you have the skills to figure everything out. So unless a man is willing to take a stand with me and for me, and make compromises that will uplift me the way that I will for him, I think I'm better off without a husband. Thank you very much. My last revelation is choosing happiness or chasing it. And well, it's been an earth-shattering revelation to me. I often stop in my day to think and reflect on this. That's how much it means to me. It's the fact that we spend our entire lives chasing happiness. It makes us choose streams of interest, careers, and recreational activities. It makes us buy things, splurge even. Some people are so busy chasing happiness that they forget to be happy in the moment. It's sad, because if you're chasing happiness, it means that you're never really happy. If happiness lies in the next shopping spree, holiday, or promotion, it means that what we currently have is not enough. I learned to choose happy instead of chasing it. Take a few minutes out of your everyday to look back at where you were a year ago, 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. Appreciate yourself and your hard work. Appreciate the chances you took and the opportunities that came your way. Appreciate and give thanks. Life is not an easy journey, but we can make it a happy one. This is Shraddha signing off. I'll see you guys next time for the last episode of the season. Bye. So, that's it from me. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe to my show to stay up to date with all the upcoming episodes. There are some fun ones lined up. To listen to more interesting podcasts about various topics, do log on to hdsmartcast.com. And you can also share your thoughts and suggestions about today's episode on Instagram @theraithsoda.pop.love. And Twitter @theratesoda_pop_love or @theratehdsmartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode. Bye.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple. Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.